waste your time. Please hang up and dial again. If you need help, please don't phone us.
Look at it now.
All right. Now I see something.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Testing.
It's working.
We're on the beach.
We're not on the
beach.
We're not on the beach.
Beach Boulevard.
We're going to Beach Boulevard.
Yes. All right, stop and play that.
You might hear the GPS say a few words.
And am I getting so wrecked? You're gonna hear that.
You're gonna know why.
My fingers crossed.
He's been trying to help me, work this thing while he's driving, and almost got into like so many wrecks.
This is why women get paid less. They do not understand computers.
What? Shut it.
I was sitting there trying to explain to her, like, the simplest task.
It was not that simple.
Simplest task.
It was not that simple. It was very hard. It was really hard. Basically just right now driving to the beach, and we're going to probably have some fun. He wants to go to Adventure Landing. Do we have any topics, like, what we're going to talk about? Well, actually,
Wait. You're listening to Waste Your Time with Justin and Marie.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
You can follow us on Twitter at Waste Your Time. That's Waste Your Time. Our Tumblr page, which I haven't really updated in a while, is wasteyourtime.tumblr.com. And our Skype is wasteyourtime what? That's wasteyourtime, W-U-T.
And if you just say waste your time, then you're going to get this guy named Eugene. Seriously.
And you can email us. You can email us at wasteyourtimewhat@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
All information we post down in the show notes.
Yes, and we feel free to leave a comment. We would love to hear from you, like some feedback, and we want to know what we're doing good, what we're doing wrong. We want to hear it all. Just let us know.
And we really want to know if somebody's listening.
It would be nice. Yeah, it would be. If you just sit a happy face or a sad face in the notes or something like that. We see you 10 people looking, and we know it's not us because we don't really look at it anymore. Justin and I have been like arguing over if there's anyone really listening. And he always says it's me and him because we keep on looking at the page.
I don't really mind nobody. I'll do this show with no listeners because it's fun.
It's
basically like a diary where you look back and like, why did we say that?
I know I look back and say, why'd you say that?
No, and everybody hears it. Everybody knows.
But, actually, just this week, I really wasn't looking at the news like I should be, like a good podcaster would be. But I heard about there was a shooting at
a war in Colorado?
Yeah.
Something like that? Was it Colorado?
I think, probably.
It's hard. We don't have the internet right now. We don't have the article. But right. There was a shooting. This 24-year-old kid, I don't remember his name.
I don't remember it either. But apparently he killed 12 people.
Yes, 12 people, and I think 70-something people got hurt.
Yeah.
In the process, it was like a big tragedy.
Yeah, gotta say a prayer for those people. You know, I'm not trying to push prayer on people who don't believe in God or anything like that. But you know, if you do, say a prayer for the people and their families. I know that's what my family did. Let's see, it was pretty sad.
Yeah.
Actually, I know there's this lady who used to work with us at my job, and her niece went to that place when that shooting went on. 6 of her friends got shot.
Wow.
Yeah. And I think probably like out of them both, 2 of them or probably 2 or more died from the shooting. So we can probably count them to those 12 that's actually dead from the shooting. It's it's really horrible, actually. And in the interview, we heard that the guy called himself the Joker.
I didn't see the interview yet.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
That's what one of the ladies told me. that he, in the interview, he called himself the Joker.
The guy was just playing crazy. I mean,
yeah.
There's no real reason to look up why he did it. It was just, to me, it was just crazy.
Just probably something he wanted to do. And didn't you see, like, the on one of your sites that he had, like, a page or something like that?
He had, like, a profile on this Adult Friend Finder site. It was so weird. I forgot.
He wrote as a status, would you visit me in prison?
Yeah, that's what it was. I was trying to think. His status was, come visit me in prison. And he has, like, red hair, and it's weird.
Yeah. But, that's the most that I've heard of it. Anything else?
There was a story that this boyfriend left his girlfriend and his kid and ran out of the
thing. What?
Yeah.
Really?
You heard that about it? You heard about that? So he left his
when
kid.
When the shooting was happening,
yes.
What?
He just ran. I couldn't do that because, I don't know, something's in me to like, I never think about myself first in those situations. That's me.
So, if we were in the theater together and that happened,
I would get you.
Oh, okay.
I would put you on my shoulder and run out.
It's nice to know. It's nice to know that you
care. Nice to know that I'm strong enough. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Alright. Yeah, there was an interview with that guy, and he proposed to her at the hospital.
Really?
Yes.
I don't think I would want to marry that.
Proposed to her at the hospital.
Well, I know that you just, you know, you couldn't save me and your child, but yeah, I think I will marry you. You know, someone who doesn't give me security. I don't think so. If you had done that to me, not saying that you would, but if you had done that to me and the child that's your child, I don't think I would want you to, I don't think I would want to marry you. What if someone less threatening comes into our house with a baseball bat saying, I'm going to hurt your wife if you don't get out the house. I mean, that's actually a good scenario. If you get out the house, then she's fine. But, if you don't try to attack me, I'm trying to get a good scenario. Basically, he's going to try to hurt your wife and you just stand there. Or just run away.
Yeah, I couldn't do that. I was still, like, so, you know, demoralized. I would feel less of a man.
And I wouldn't admit to it. Like, I would probably try to play it off. Like, I tried to go outside and get some help, you know? There was someone out there that was stronger than me. Probably can pick her up and just, you know, walk on out. I don't know.
There's an interview with that guy. I think it was on Good Morning America. But I didn't hear the interview.
So sad.
And we don't have internet. So sad.
It would be nice to have internet, but seeing that we're on the road, then we just passed a truck.
We're going to the beach. I thought that was a bad segue from the tragedy in Aurora.
Yeah. I'm so excited. Oh, I found this. Justin discovered IMVU. Well, I've always been on it for probably some years now, but we're gonna try to get my RP mom and dad.
Sounds weirder than it sounds. You think that sounds weird? Imagine weirder.
We're gonna try to get them on the show.
She has a mom and dad online in this game. I'm you. This game is so weird. Everybody looks emo.
It's fun. He took it so personally when this girl said that she was gonna rape him with a
dildo. I
don't
take it personally. I was on there just trolling people.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, it was crazy. And he met my RP mom, which was, he knows my real mom, but he met my RP mom. And if no one knows what RP means, it means role play. So basically all we do on
basically
there is
a lot
like,
weirder than it sounds.
Don't make fun of us. I am a princess on there.
But
we're gonna try to get them on the show, you know, try to see if they
hopefully I'll be respectful.
Hopefully
fingers crossed I'll be respectful.
When he was on the game, he was not respectful at all. He asked what, like, there are different things that people do. Some people go on there to chat, some people go on there to like role play, and I'm one of the ones that, you know, I'm diversitized. I go on there to role play and I go on there to chat. And when I role play, I try to abide by the rules of the people I walk into their room.
See, they have different rules for rooms, which this is like a slave room.
He can't.
Apparently, I clicked the slave button.
Yeah.
I was a slave.
He got into a slave spot, and he asked the owner of the slaves if she would become his slave.
No, I was like, I told her I did not want to be a slave.
No, you were in the slave spot. You were bound and everything. It was weird. You should have stood up just like I did. I'm a slave owner. Well, not a slave owner, but a pet owner. I have a pet.
See what kind of game this is, y'all? don't ever download IMVU. It's the worst. It's a waste of space.
But, I like it. It's fun. It's fun to chat with people and, you know, do, like, odd jobs on there. And, you know, if you actually role play sometimes, when you go into different rooms, you can go into, like, the cafe room, get a job, and, they'll give you creds for working there. And creds is like money.
That doesn't sound appealing. I don't want to get a game to work.
You just play.
When I play games, I just want to have fun.
But there's an actual RPG game that I'm playing now that's called Grand Fantasia.
Yeah.
I love it. Oh my gosh. I'm a level 11.
Oh wow.
Yeah, level 11. What am I? Berserker. Oh my gosh. I have so much fun playing that game. And through that game, I've been through 3 guilds, and I had 2 boyfriends. And yes, boyfriends. They actually send you like a little love invite. And you accept the love invite, then whenever you go into like kill animals or whatever it is.
Killing. See what games you play?
You go to kill animals or whatever it is. You get to share the experience and everything. I had was probably like a level 7 when I was a level 2. And then the other one was like a level 16 when I was when I turned to level 11. So I saw the level 7 guy again, and he wanted to hook up again, and it's like, you know, interest change, you're still a level 7, you're not at my level. So.
Oh. Damn. I don't play that game to get rejected. If I wanted to get rejected, I'll just go to the club. There's no point playing the game to get rejected.
It's fun. It's really fun. I really am a gaming nerd. I'm also playing other games called what kind of games are those? They're dating sims.
Dating sims.
There's one I'm playing on my phone.
Yeah, try to get the guy.
Yeah.
Those games are too. It's basically like a book. It's like a choose your own adventure book. Right. Those games are.
He doesn't like to play it because it's not exactly. You just read basically the whole entire time, but
I like games that's like fast and fun, like, you know, like fighting games.
Don't you have been playing a game?
Huh?
Haven't you been playing a game that you've been like?
Oh, the RPG game?
Yeah.
But that RPG game is different. Like, you move around, it's fast. It's called Realms of the Mad Gods. It's like a lot of 2D sprites, and it's really fast. They give you a lot of quests, like one after another.
And if you die, if you die,
your character is gone.
It's so sad.
So if you're like a level 50, whatever, you die, you start all over.
It's so sad. But I saw him playing once, and you can tell he's really good. I mean, what did you get to?
How did I get to level 20?
Level 20. Then you get to start all over. That's so sad, though.
I messed up. Made the wrong turn.
Oh boy.
It's fine. It's fine.
But yeah, it is actually pretty fun playing these games. And yeah, we're being very random right now because this is like a last minute thing. I wanted to do a podcast and I wanted to do it now. And he was a
damn women.
He was a bit against it. But I was like, let's do it, going to the beach, and here we are, we're doing it, going to the beach. It's so much fun. I can't wait to go to the beach. I keep on saying that because it's like it's been a while. The first time we went to the beach, we got very drunk to the point that he was throwing up. And and the second time we went, it was so cold. And we just probably got in like once.
Like 10 minutes.
Yeah, and then we were like, fuck out. This. But now it's like perfect weather. It's hot. There's like clouds in the sky. It might rain at some point, but hopefully not anytime soon.
Yeah.
But we're trying to just knock this out of the way, prove that we can go to the beach without something happening.
Something always happens. Oh, last week there was like a robbery, like a flash mob.
Oh yeah.
It was a Walmart that's like in Florida. You know, Florida stuff.
Man.
So basically, like 300 teens, teenagers, like black teenagers, just ran into this Walmart and started grabbing food. If you see the video is kind of hilarious.
Afterwards, he's like, hey, let's go to Wendy's.
No, I was like, hey, I got food stamps to sell.
Oh my gosh.
I got food stamps to sell.
Oh my gosh. But it turns out that they all went there because they were all at a party. And they were kicked out of the party because of police.
All of them?
Yeah.
All 300 or whatever many?
Can you see why they were kicked out of the party? I'm pretty sure that some of them were, like, texted, like, hey, we're going to the Walmart for just to play around.
But that's what they wear at parties? Like, those were wearing tank tops and stuff.
Yeah, they were at a party. And they got kicked out of the party because of the police.
Those were, like, tank tops. Those were our sleepwear, it looks like.
Yeah. Hey, probably some of them came from their house. And, you know, some people are just like, you know, mob mentality. They just go in with the flow and just start doing what everybody else is doing.
I feel sorry for those, you know, those regular black people that are just shopping.
Regular black people.
You know what I mean?
I feel sorry for the people who work there. Because that's like total crap. You know, you were working. You're just trying to do your job. The next thing you know, these crappy people come in and start throwing things, and there's nothing you could do but hide behind your register because they're acting all crazy. I hate it when I'm at work and I fold up some clothes and some lady comes out right behind me and starts digging through it like she's looking for the national treasure.
You know, there were teenagers too, because they didn't really steal. Well, they said it was like 1500 damage or property. It looked like they just grabbed food and threw it. They threw watermelon and all that stuff. It's crazy.
But,
yeah, I'll put a video of it in the show notes.
We could probably put it on the site.
Yeah.
Put it on,
Tumblr?
Tumblr, yeah. But, it was crazy.
That was crazy.
And it, instead of a flash mob, everybody just going in there, you know, dancing. It was a flash rob.
That's what they call it on the news.
Flash rob. Kind of sad, but funny at the same time. You can hear everything that's going on in the videos. See a guy pick up some bread and just throws it for no reason.
I'll be upset.
But I would go crazy. After that, I would just quit.
You, Walmart's not a place, you know. Every time I go to Walmart, the cashier always says something.
Like what? So, this is all you get?
No. The last time I went to Walmart, this lady was like, I'm not gonna get no work done. I gotta keep using the bathroom. I shouldn't have drank coffee anymore. I was like, bitch. I don't want to hear that.
Sometimes I hate it when they try to have conversations with you. It's like very awkward.
It's better than Walmart. Walmart don't have cameras. They don't even know that they're scanning.
I don't like it when my customers try to have a conversation with me, and I don't like it when I'm shopping and they try to have a conversation with me. It's awkward. Like, you don't know me. I don't know you. Unless we met sometime before or something like that, I don't see why we're having a conversation about your kids. Right. Right. I can't. Because I'm the most awkward person when it comes to small talk. I just look away, then I look back at them, and I look crazy, like I'm shifty. I don't like small talk. If I don't know you, I'm sorry, I can't have small talk with you. And it's not you. It's not you. It's me. It's me. I know that sounds like a breakup line, but yeah, it is. It's me.
It's totally you.
But, no.
The only thing I worry about going to the beach is, like, glass on the ground, stepping on something, cutting your feet. That's what I'm worried about.
That's why you keep your shoes on.
In the water?
No, not in the water. Oh, okay.
These might step on a rock or something.
What I'm afraid of.
I don't trust my mom people. Now it's summertime. I got all these kids at the beach. What'd your mom say?
If you get in that water, it's gonna make your feet come off or something like that. There's something in the water.
Is that true?
I don't know.
I haven't heard that.
She said that there was something in the water that makes your, that will hurt you or something like that, and can if people's limbs are coming off left and right.
Well, it is true that if the water's dirty and you have like a cut or something, it can get affected, yes. And it can, like, it can come off, yes.
Well, thankfully, there is no cuts.
So just make sure you don't have a cut. Let's not worry about those rocks in the water. Oh, should I ask you to bring your alcohol?
My alcohol? Oh.
Just a case so we can just pour it on the cut.
Oh, I thought you meant another alcohol.
No, not drinking alcohol. Damn you.
Oh, speaking of alcohol, I went to the club.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm glad you went out.
You're glad I went out?
Yeah. You needed that, right?
I had fun. I did. It was a lot of fun, but towards the end of the night, it started to get really bad.
What do you mean, bad?
Like, the birthday girl rung her cousin.
Uh-huh.
And we were at a gay club, you know, gay guys don't really care about girls and stuff like that. But it was nothing but girls, probably three guys. And the birthday girl brought her cousin, and the cousin was like hitting on one of my friends. And she has a boyfriend. She kept on telling him, you know, no, I can't do this. I have a boyfriend. I don't really like you like that. And I'm just going to dance here with my friends and stuff like that. You know, be faithful. And he got upset by that. He was like, I think you're cute. It's just that I'm sorry. And he was being touchy-feely and everything.
Really pushy.
Yeah. It was getting annoying to her. And at the end of the night, he was calling her a bitch and saying that she wasn't a good friend or anything like that. Of course, I don't know what him touching on her has to do with being a good friend, but okay. And my ex was there, which I had no idea he was going to be there. And that was the...
Because it was a girl's...
Yeah, most awkward thing ever. Because once he gets drunk, it's like no holds barred, and he just doesn't shut up.
I was all there to be this.
Oh. Oh.
It's funny seeing people, you know.
I'm not exactly saying what he, what Justin is, but automatically, if you see an Asian person, guys, don't automatically think that he's Chinese.
Oh, you can tell I'm Vietnamese.
Okay.
That's why I don't care.
But, yeah, he was like, so that Chinese guy that always comes into work with you and leaves with you and comes and picks you up and blah, 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 blah. Is that your boyfriend? I was like, yeah. And I was going to say.
I met him before, too.
Yeah.
We had drinks.
they had more of a conversation than we did. They vowed to even meet again, and he forgets who he was. So,
but, I'm heartbroken.
But yeah, and obviously now you're Chinese too.
That's but, okay. No, I understand. I understand to like people who don't know that we're Chinese. I get it. That doesn't really offend me, really.
But he was like, "Is that Chinese guy but your boyfriend?"
I know to a lot of people it's confusing. Asian race is confusing.
Yeah.
I get it. It's fine. I confuse people sometimes.
Yeah, actually, he confused one of the women I work with because she's Asian too, and she thought that he was, what was it? Korean. She thought he was Korean.
It's the hair, probably.
Probably.
It's the hair. If I cut my hair, I'm going to look Filipino.
You're going to be all over the place with everyone. They won't be able to figure out what you are.
Nope.
Of course, everybody thinks that all Haitians are just... They always say that we look like Haitians and Haitians look like us, and that's not true. We can tell on Haitian...
I've never met a Haitian.
I can tell a Haitian from a... I don't want to say normal black person because they are normal black people too, but an American black person.
The only Haitian I ever seen was on Heroes, and that day I didn't even talk. It was there.
He was just there.
Remember, he didn't talk? He didn't talk for the longest time.
But, yeah. It was a total awkward night at the end. But we had fun. We danced and stuff like that. I even got drunk. By the end of the night, I was pretty sober. It was a nice night. I got to hang out with Giraffe. We danced, and the girl's cousin tried to dance on us, and it was kind of weird because we were like dancing with each other, and then he was trying to back it up on us. And he actually was drunk, and we almost all fell down.
What do you expect when you go to the gay bar?
Somebody's got to be drunk. Oh,
the guy's
going to
be dancing on you.
And no, people were
trying. That's why I would never set foot in the gay.
People were trying to hit on him, and he was like, no, I'm not like that. No.
Then why go to a gay bar?
Then you had to stand in the corner like.
That's false advertising.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's like me going to a lesbian bar.
Yeah.
I'm just here, guys.
Then you're offended because they hit on you.
Right.
Or whatever.
I'm just here, guys, okay? I just wanted to come in here, listen to some, you know, dubstep, and, you know, just drink this juice, okay? I don't want you hitting on me. I know I'm sexy as hell, but I don't want you hitting on me. I know I dressed up like a slut for you guys to... Please, don't hit on me. Basically, that's how it is. And he was dressed to the nines. To go to a gay club.
Very, very gay.
Yeah. Very flamboyant. But yeah, whatevs, I guess.
Yeah.
That's... But, mostly, I guess I could say I had fun. And it's, guys, before you think, last week, I said that I went to, a party and stuff like that. Don't think that I go out without, Justin.
She barely goes out.
Yeah.
I mean, barely.
Hardly ever. And when I do...
That's why I'm so happy for her to go out. I was like...
It would be nice for him to go out sometime. But I hardly ever go out, so don't think I'm some kind of party animal or anything like that.
Which mostly, is, you know, false advertising.
Because mostly... Oh, yeah. Because my friend told him that I was a party animal, and she told me that he can do, like... And she told me that he can do something like nobody's business. Yeah, it turns out that wasn't true.
Something's even worse. Like, damn. Just don't say that part.
Okay.
She told me he can do something like nobody's business.
And it wasn't true. Yeah, basically, she lied to him.
Basically,
but
she's the one who actually introduced me and me and you.
Mind you, she didn't know you, which was the weird part.
Yeah, because I was at my job. It
right.
Was weird.
And you gave a random girl your number so another random girl can call you.
Oh, let's see where it goes.
And the first time we went out, you were like, "Do you trust me?"
Which only untrustworthy people say that. Only rapists and serial killers. You're gonna trust me, right?
And I was like, and I don't know this guy from Adam. And I was like, okay, I'll get in your car. You can drive me home.
You're crazy. Oh, I can't believe you did that.
I can't believe you came and meet me. For all you know, I probably didn't work where I said I worked. I was probably just a crazy person sitting right there at a table. And you came in, I was like, oh, I could have been like, oh, I'm getting off, let's go. Take you to the back of the store and probably raped you and killed you.
Maybe.
But
it all worked out. It was kind of like a blind date, sort of.
Sort of. Mostly for us, it was just a friendship meeting thing. So
yeah, I wasn't there to hook up with you.
No, yeah, we were both there just to meet a new friend and hang out with a new person. Because I was telling my friend that I was tired of always hanging out and doing all that other crap. And I just wanted to be relaxed. The next thing I know, I'm getting a call from her saying, I met this person and he's cool. You should talk to him. I didn't give him your number this time because the last person she gave my number to, he was crazy as hell. Talking about all these conspiracies and stuff like that, telling me, don't you think that America is nothing but a giant conspiracy? What do you mean a giant conspiracy? Everything is just conspiracy, man. And that's exactly how the conversation, no lie, conversation was like that every time we talked. And probably we talked twice because the first time I thought maybe he's just kidding. Maybe he's just some funny guy talking about conspiracies. No, he was serious as heck. Then talking about he's he believes in God, and yeah, that's cool and stuff like that. And he was like, I follow all of his directions. Ever since I was little, I follow his directions and stuff like that. And then all of a sudden, he comes up with these kids, and I'm like, oh, you were married before? No, I had these out of wedlock. Yeah. And he was telling me about all these Bible verses and stuff like that, and how he goes by the commandments. Well, one commandment I do remember, no adultery. So, yeah, unless it was immaculate conception, somehow your sperm magically got in there without you having sex with a woman. I don't see the correlation here. But, yeah. If you were wondering what those sounds were in the background, right. Justin had a juice.
I just had a drink. It's tea.
It's good. It's nutritious. It's green.
Nothing's wrong. It's green.
Yeah, but I'm actually glad that things worked out the way they did, even though we came into this relationship as friends. We came out pretty good.
Doing all right.
Yeah. But at the most part, we're doing pretty good. And, yeah, we get in arguments and stuff like that, but what couple doesn't? We get
perfect,
over it.
Perfect couples.
We get over it.
Perfect couples, no.
Perfect couple. There's no such thing as a perfect couple.
On TV?
On TV. When have you seen a perfect couple?
I'll try to think of a reference real quick, but I can't think of
it. Oh, man. Every couple fights. It's no matter what, TV or real life.
It's the beach.
We're finally here. Yay, guys. Yay. I see a Waffle House. I see a U-Haul at the Waffle House. I see a woman in a purple dress and flowers trying to work it. Yep, life is good. Yes, I'm saying it again. I can't wait to go to the beach.
Hello.
So much things here.
I know.
It kind of makes you want to live here. But it's everything on the beach costs so much.
Yeah,
you want this beachside view?
Because the beach is expensive.
So yeah, guys, we finally made it to the beach. Yeah, well, we just came back from the beach.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, dirty water.
Oh my
water.
God, a beach, that was the dirtiest water.
It's like the first time we went, it was dirty, but the second time we went, it was pretty mild dirty, and it's super dirty now.
I mean, when we came out of water, I thought we wasn't getting mutant powers.
Oh my gosh.
I thought the water was like radioactive or something.
And it kept on burning our eyes.
Oh my God.
And going up our nose, and oh my gosh, and he felt it go into his brain, he said.
It went straight through my nose. I thought it went to my brain too. But it's so much fun. I'm in so much pain.
And it kept on, the waves kept on punching him in the face. It was fun though.
Waves hit me in my chest and I hurt it. Hurt it bad.
It didn't hurt me all too bad. All in all, we liked it. I mean, we also went to Waffle House afterwards. Justin saw a white guy with dreads. The highlight of his day.
That is, yeah. It's crazy.
It was his idea to make a second installment to it, letting you guys know how much fun we had. And we could say it was so-so. It wasn't exactly what we thought it would be.
I had fun. Don't ruin my funness.
It was fun, but it wasn't as fun as I thought it would be. I didn't expect so much sand in my eyes.
Or salt in my eyes.
Or death.
Near death
experiences. I wasn't expecting that. Not exactly like I was looking forward to that. Like, yay, death! But, I don't really look forward to that. Thanks, though. We could have went to Adventureland Landing, but yeah, we decided to go to the beach, you know, where there's most likely sharks or death or whatever have you.
Radioactive water
is free, so what do you expect for free things?
I want a surfboard next time. Even though I can't swim, I still want one.
There were people surfing. This guy almost hit us with his surfboard because Justin wouldn't get out of the way.
I tried to. You saw him move. I didn't just sit there.
Like the guy coming in, you're just like, what's up? Like wanting to give him a big gigantic hug. But
it's ridiculous.
Some people actually he came to surf even though he had to work. So some people surf before they go to work. Pretty cool, I guess.
That was a fun hobby.
Yeah.
Wish I could do that.
Because he was like, as soon as I told him that we were sorry for being in his way, he was like, it's all right, I have to go to work anyways. Like, okay. Didn't really need to know that you had to go to work, but okay. Thanks. By the way, can we get your number?
He probably thought you wanted to have a conversation. He was like, oh, gotta go to work.
Or he probably thought you wanted to have a conversation. Probably about,
Mexico board?
Oh, yeah. It was Mexican, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
A Mexican flag. Not saying that there was a Mexican on it. Just Mexican flag board. And he was a white guy, so... yeah. If you're looking forward to going to the beach, make sure you check out the beach first. I mean... That place was crazy. Nothing but dirt. I couldn't even see my my feet.
That was the dirtiest water I've ever seen in my life.
And yet we were swimming in it. And all of us was in it. I mean, our mouth was in it, our nose was in it, our eyes were in it. It was just, we were just part of the water. And then it was fizzing up, which was the creepiest part. It sounded like someone opened up Pepsi, and then there we are, and then there we go. It was great talking to you guys, and on our next podcast we hope to have Mercy and Sorbin, which are my RP family, and
they're probably gonna hang up on us. I would not doubt it.
They'll probably hang up on you.
Yeah,
probably talk to me about you a lot afterwards. I'll probably be on IMVU with them, probably RPing. We'll see. But yeah, thank you for listening. Please leave us a comment. And remember, you can find us at on Twitter at Waste Your Time. Your is spelled UR. And also send messages to us on our Google account. That's Waste Your Time What at gmail.com. And you can also follow us on Tumblr, which is what?
WasteYourTime.tumblr.com.
And try to add us on Skype. Maybe we can have you on the show sometime. That's Waste Your Time What on Skype. Thank you for listening, guys. Hope to hear from you, and we'll see you again. Bye.
Can you hear it?
All the pretty girls on a Saturday night.
So I call your name.
That's the first time we did a show in the car while driving at high speeds.
Yeah, well, it was fun.
I don't think I want to go back to the beach again.
Not seeing. I really didn't like the fact that there was like sand in our eyes the whole entire time.
See, was it sand or was it the water?
It was sand. I mean, salt, water, sand, one of those. It was in our eyes. It was just this.
It felt like alcohol. I don't know what it was. Something was burning, like, around the stage.
It was crazy, and the water was bubbling.
Well, that's why this podcast was, like, not the highest sound quality, because we drove while we recorded this.
Yeah, we're finally home now. We're now showing you guys the music, and we're watching the video right now. Never heard of this guy named Fun, but...
I think you heard of him.
You've heard of it?
You heard the song We Are Young on the radio?
Yeah.
That's the one.
Oh, okay. Every single night. Alright, okay then. Apparently he's getting replaced by women. I think it's like
a new one. So having a tough time.
Falling in love. Oh, come on, oh, come on. What's it for you to do?
Well, they want to beat him. Well, it's, they turn into pinatas, everyone. They turn into pinatas. That's what happens every time we girls chase a guy. We want to beat them.
I know, especially...
Nice. Wouldn't it be easier, girls, if all guys were just filled with candy? We could just beat them and then there we go. Don't have to deal with them afterwards.
That sounds cruel.